I like
I missed it. I missed it.
A little early there.
Yeah, a little bit. I just found that. I thought, hey,
fantastic.
This might work out today.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ben liked the guitar. He said, you guys are hard rocking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Floor is hard rocking. They're getting after it.
We're banging.
That's right.
I don't know about banging.
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Real good.
You guys, staying busy?
Very.
Very busy?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What's the schedule like? So if I called today, I called Mr. Floor, I said, you know what? I've got family coming over for 4th of July. Can you get in and sand my floors and get it done? Is that something you're going to be able to do?
It depends on how close the family is. Like once removed, twice removed? No. Our typical lead time is about 2 to 3 weeks.
Two to three weeks.
Oh, yeah. So we can still kind of maybe squeeze it in a little bit.
Okay.
But it's getting tight. It's getting
Ron, are you trying to tell me you're finally going to have me come over to your house and take a look at your floors?
Oh, no.
I didn't think so.
Okay. No, although the boss was after me. She's like, look at these floors. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
The floors, they're functional. You can walk on them.
Yeah. But the problem is the chair's still scratching it up. You know, all that stuff's still the same. So, you know.
Have you not been listening?
Oh, no, I listen very well.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't mean I execute on my own house.
I understand.
That, exactly. I can, and that's why she won't listen to the show, because I'm here talking about all the things that people should be doing that I don't do at home, and it just makes her mad, so she doesn't listen.
The cobbler's children that don't have shoes.
Exactly.
Got it. I understand.
That's exactly
like what nice.
It is. When I get home, I don't want to keep working. I don't want to do it. So
can't blame me for that.
Get on a motorcycle and go.
There see that? Go. That's when you hire somebody to do it for you. That doesn't
work.
No.
The problem is I know how to do it myself, so then I just I can't bring myself to pay somebody to do it.
You know what? We'll drop off the big sander for you.
Okay.
You know, and then you just go at it.
Right.
Then the middle
and
of the floor
charge you,
nice.
And they, yes. And they only charge you 30% more to fix what you messed up.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the family discount, Rich.
There you go.
Yes.
Rich, have you worked with us?
No, we used to have that work. We used to have that same policy.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, it was always a markup if you tried it before and failed.
Right, or if you want to help.
Yeah. You know, right, right.
If you want to help, it costs more. So
I used to do that when I worked. I was doing some remodeling in car dealerships, and the salesmen were always a pain. You know, they always got a deal, and they got to always ask it because they're doing this and that at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I just throw 2x4s up on my shoulder and spin. I'd move away. Busy here, working.
Nice.
So, Robbie, did you have an email that we?
Is having lots of trouble. You mean this email?
Yeah.
Okay. I was saying Robbie's having lots of trouble with her Robbie@mightyhouse.net email this morning. So, if anybody has been, I haven't been able to get on it yet this morning. So, I apologize.
Okay.
But you could still post on Facebook. I'm so far able to get to Facebook if you have any questions.
Okay. So, we got this email a couple of weeks ago and found it pretty interesting. So, I sent it off to Mr. Floor. And so, we're going to talk about that today. Go ahead.
Okay. Need some expertise from the wood floor folks. I'm not sure even where to start, but I'm looking for what next or the solution to the problem. Thank you in advance for bearing with me on my novel below, trying to give background so the experts might know how or fix. The wood floor guys, not Mr. Floors, are installing new solid white oak hardwood floors over concrete. They told us they used a special moisture barrier adhering glue. It was an orange compound. They quote unquote ran out of wood. And I busted them loading in new wood into the house and laying it immediately without acclimating. It gets better. They use red oak instead of white oak, and so it stains differently, and they have to rip it all back up. They purchase thicker white oak wood floors and sand it down to match the current thickness of the floor. But I noticed that they didn't use the same orange adhesive to glue down the floor. The one they use this time around is gray. They seal the floor with Bana High Traffic HD. This morning, the general contractor came in and noticed the floor was uneven. They measured the moisture
content,
and the original wood that was acclimated reads at an 8. The new section that they just replaced reads at a 12. My husband also notices bowing is happening all over the place. They're saying that we just wait for moisture to go down on the new airplanes? Section. Pardon?
What'd you say, Rich?
Boeing airplanes?
Yes, Boeing airplanes, yeah.
No, not even.
Wow.
No, no.
It's too early for that.
It's not even funny, Rich. I'm sorry.
Oh, I went right over your head.
Ow. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm digging it. I'm digging it.
847-475-1590. No one's digging it. If you are, please call. They're saying that we just
send an email to robbie@mightyhouse.net. Yeah.
What did I just say? Rich, about
my email.
Said
you'll get to him next week.
Hey, Rich, she's not digging what you're shoveling.
Man, she just stayed out too late last night.
That's funny. I'm not digging what you're shoveling. You know, people are waiting to hear the end of this
email.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. They're saying we just wait for moisture to go down in that section, even though it's still sealed, and that it was just a bad sanding job and that we should resand it to level it out. Will this fix our issue, or are we going to have problems later?
Yeah, this is a beauty, isn't it?
Okay, so
there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Look, we're going to turn it over to the experts here, Aaron and Igor, and talk about gluing wood straight onto concrete. Go.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Don't do it. Yes.
This is bad.
Yeah. We don't recommend it. So, very, very interesting email. And Robbie, thank you so much for laying it out so beautifully. On
you are so welcome. What a gentleman you are. See? It's lovely to have you in the
suck
studio.
Up.
Thank you,
Igor.
Thank
suck
you.
Up.
Yeah. I almost said
way too polite.
Almost. I came really
fun.
Close.
You
exactly.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So, a couple of interesting things. So, starting at the very beginning. So this homeowner obviously is dealing with things that we actually hear on a daily basis, and that is there's a contractor that's putting something in. The homeowner, not being an expert in the industry, is sort of noticing some inconsistencies and some things that, you know, are going on. And is it right? Is it wrong? You know, what's going on? The first thing is they had some sort of an issue that caused that original floor to come out, right? So the issue is, you know, was it water damage? Was it moisture? What was the reason the original floor came out? I don't see anywhere in here. I don't see anywhere in here where there is mention of anybody taking a moisture reading before the floor went in. She talks about this 8 and 12 and all these other readings that are being taken after the fact.
Right.
But where are the readings before? Right. So the very first thing you want to do, and the very first thing we do when we're replacing a floor, is we test the substrate. Right. Whether it's concrete, whether it's plywood, OSB, whatever it is, you want to make sure that that's dry before you start your installation. So, you know, the reason that that floor may be reading high now is because maybe nobody tested that substrate and now it's absorbed all of that excess moisture. And now you have a wet floor due to a wet subfloor.
Yeah, when you have a wet subfloor, all that's going to happen is that moisture is going to wick up through the new wood because the wood is going to be drier than the actual subfloor.
And,
if it's
and wet goes level. To dry.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Hot goes to cold.
Absolutely. So there are other issues in here. You know, red oak and white oak absolutely is a big-time no-no, and if they don't know the difference, that's a huge red flag.
No, well, the red oak just came from the big box store that they ran down to.
Right,
and
of course.
Picked it up.
Well, the whole thing is kudos to this the homeowner that actually notices these things.
Yeah.
You know, how many homeowners are going to have this happen to them and go, what's wrong with my floor?
And a different lot of tree.
Right, a lot
right,
of guys will say exactly
that.
I wouldn't notice.
Well, you'd notice the color difference.
Right, yeah.
And that's what she noticed is the color difference. You wouldn't necessarily know which is red and which is white, but you know that one is the other and, you know.
One isn't right.
And one doesn't match the other.
You,
so
you almost have, yeah, because white oak is not like it sounds. It's not pure white, and red oak's not pure red.
Right.
So they have very similar grain and color, but, yeah, it's kind of hard to tell them apart.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to take some phone calls, and we're going to find out how to properly install wood floor on concrete. And you are listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and at HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, we are joined today by Aaron and Igor, and you guys are Mr.'s Floor. And in the last segment, we were talking that's what I call you. It's okay to call you Mr.'s Floor, right?
Sure.
That's okay?
It's absolutely, all good? Absolutely.
Just don't call me late for dinner. You were fine.
Exactly. That's the way to do it. So then we were talking in the last segment about an issue where someone had some wood flooring installed. They used an orange glue versus a white glue.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how do you put wood floor on concrete, or should you even be doing it?
So it's done every day in the industry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And there are specialized adhesives that are designed to be able to glue wood floor, solid wood flooring, down to concrete. We don't like it. You know, we're not fans of it. And, you know, to ask an adhesive, even though it's elastomeric and it's designed for expansion and contraction and allowing flooring to move, you know, to hang on to that wood floor for year in and year out, especially in our climate in Chicago where we go through these really wild temperature and humidity swings, you know, I think it's asking a lot. And, you know, that solid wood floor is going to want to move. And if you don't have proper environmental conditions in your home, which is rare to have ideal conditions, you could be experiencing some issues.
So if you don't glue it down to the concrete, how do you adhere it to the concrete?
So you typically would install a subfloor, potentially, right? So if you have a concrete floor, you can install a plywood subfloor. We would create a floating plywood subfloor, which is comprised of multiple layers of plywood that are cross-directionally attached and laid loose, potentially over a vapor barrier, which is the way we'd like to see it, so that we can insulate that concrete, lay the plywood over it, not penetrate that vapor barrier, and then nail the wood flooring to that plywood that's in essence floating or sort of unattached, and you've got perfect results, and it's permanent.
And it holds up in
the
space.
Holds up beautifully, yeah, absolutely.
So are you guys putting a sealer on the concrete before you put the vapor barrier down too, just for added protection?
In some cases, we do. In some cases, we do. So again, this goes back to what we were talking about in the previous segment, is that we want to test that concrete slab, you know, and we'll come in with it used to be calcium chloride was the big test for moisture, but now we're coming in with specialized moisture meters that can give us instant results and instant readings. And if the concrete is within reason and there's no reason to assume that it's going to be wet, if there's no source of moisture, then, 6 mil visqueen should be fine. In some hostile environments, we definitely want to come in and seal it and then put the visqueen and then build a subfloor and so on and so forth.
Right. And is it going to make a difference if you're below grade? You know, so Chicago area, we've got basements. People want wood floor in the basement for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So they're going to be asking for that. But if you, you know, have a ranch that's a slab on grade, or you go down where Rich is in Florida, it's a slab on grade. Is there a different application there for that wood?
There is. And again, you know, below grade, the industry standard is you do not put a solid wood floor anywhere below grade. It doesn't matter if you're going to glue it, nail it, you know, you just don't do it.
Right.
And the reason you don't do it is because it's very, very difficult to maintain any semblance of an environmental, you know, state or balance, exactly, below grade. So we just don't do it, especially not in Chicago. On grade, above grade, not a problem. Not a problem at all.
Yeah, but again, we do a lot of directly glued down, but it's all engineered wood.
It's all engineered, exactly. Right.
Absolutely.
You know, I would never use solid wood to do that. And you're right. We actually have a couple of homes where we do have issues. Because like Mohawk makes a really great vapor barrier adhesive.
Yeah.
But it still falls upon the guy putting it down.
And you have to know
it's
the trowel.
Must work. I'm not saying it absolutely does, but you know. It actually says in the instructions you got to keep it 6 inches from the walls.
Exactly right. So that it
because that down. Way the floor can breathe. Actually,
right.
If you glue all the way wall to wall, you'll actually trap all the moisture. And you know it's pretty bizarre.
So then the wood's gonna cup and curl on the corners then.
Correct.
Around all the perimeter.
More or less, because that's where your intrusion typically would be, right? So it's counterintuitive.
It could,
so.
But it's also gonna dry out the most there. So.
Right. So the one thing that we do is. we typically don't even like to glue anything down because we'd rather have something float because then there's air underneath to have some...
a chance for it to dry out.
Chance for it to dry, chance for air circulation, exactly. And for repairability-wise, you glue something down, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You try and take it up, good luck.
Pain in the butt.
Well, not only that, but keep in mind, again, you know, that concrete, if you're going over concrete, you know, the concrete is a big sponge. So it's going to absorb and it's going to wick moisture. So why would I want to glue something down and make it more susceptible to kind of picking up on that moisture, right? So I'd rather put down a vapor barrier, float the floor over that vapor barrier, whether it's engineered or solid, and sort of not worry about what's happening below, unless it's catastrophic, right? Mm-hmm. Then it's, you know, it's a different story. But if that wicking of moisture is coming and going, a floating system is going to fare much better.
That's why we actually float our plywood subfloor as opposed to nail it or screw it down.
Right.
Well, you know, but all that's all pretty and nice, but that costs more money, and you got to plan ahead for that because now all your doors have to be framed higher. You know, all that stuff. It affects a lot of things, adding another 3/4 inch to the floor.
Or, right. But you're doing an inch and a half because you're doing double exactly 3/4.
Right. Double 3/8.
Oh, double 3/8.
Double 3/8, okay. Yeah. Because all we need is 3/4 to balance a 3/4 solid wood floor.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
But, Rich, to your point earlier, you know, we would rather put down an engineered floor over a concrete substrate anyway, but we would just rather float it. You know, so we just want to float it rather than glue it. And in that case, we're at the same thickness. We're just, and in many cases, we're less expensive because those adhesives are very, very expensive. So, you know, a vapor barrier with a float is going to be less expensive than, you know, a glue.
Yeah.
Robbie, what is going on?
Is there a train coming in through here?
Some odd noises.
Somebody dancing with the microphone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the floating system is definitely, and we've got 30 years of doing these floating systems all over Chicago, whether it's a high rise or a single family or below grade, they are absolutely permanent. And as Aaron was just saying, the repairability component is phenomenal. I mean, we can come in and we can take a piece out pretty much anywhere in the floor that we want. We'll be able to at least reach that floor if it's a mechanical locking system, we can unclick that, get to that damaged piece, reassemble the floor, and it's done.
Okay.
It's phenomenal.
And we're talking to Mr. Floor, Aaron and Igor from Mr. Floor. So someone that has isn't a high rise, isn't a condo building, then that's got concrete floors.
Yeah.
So with condo buildings, though, they kind of shy off on putting anything hardwood down, any hardwoods or hard surfaces down because of the sound transmission. So is doing that two layers of plywood sufficient for the sound barrier? Or is there something else you guys are going to do for that, you know, in a condo situation?
Yeah, so typically the plywood is actually not an acoustical barrier. It's just structural to house the wood flooring.
Okay.
So underneath that, we would have to put down an acoustical mat. It could be a number of things. It could be cork. It could be neoprene. It could be a variety of things. And there are actually adhesives that actually have an acoustical element in them.
Really?
They're an all-in-one. So they're a vapor barrier, an adhesive, and an acoustical sort of membrane all-in-one. And then you can kind of lay your floor over that. But every building, every high-rise building has its own set of rules, and it's important for the homeowners to really know what those rules are and or hire a contractor that knows how to sort of navigate those rules in those buildings.
Right? We actually get those calls all the time. I want to put in a wood floor in a high-rise building. So when we go out there, we take a look at it, and they may be stuck on, I want to have a solid wood floor. I have conversations with clients all the time. What happens when you can't open your front door? Because I have to raise the height of your floor 1 3/4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You may not be able to open your door. You're going to have to cut all your doors in the house. You're going to have a transition from your tile to your wood that's going to be 1 inch difference at least. It's a trip hazard. Go with an engineer. That's why the engineers are there. There's a lot more flexibility nowadays with engineers to give you that same look, better looks, and you're done. And you don't have to worry about the height differential. You can float them. You can glue them. You can do whatever you really need to with an engineered floor and have that flexibility of being able to repair it and not worry about it.
The other thing to keep in mind is, you know, not only are you blocking front doors and all these other doors that may be swinging in, you're going to lose ceiling height, right? So in a lot of those high-rise buildings, unless you're living at, you know, the Trump or something along those lines, you're going to have a standard, you know, 8-foot ceiling. Right?
Or less
in some cases,
Some of them are like 7'6".
There you go. Yeah. So you come up 1 3/4 inches, what's happening to your ceiling heights. And all of a sudden, everything's shrinking. There's almost no reason anymore
to do that. Here's how you sell it. You sell that as, this is a Frank Lloyd Wright feel. We're gonna put this down. It's going to lower your ceilings. You're going to have that Frank Lloyd Wright
feel. It's a tiny house. It's a tiny house
feel.
Right?
There you go.
It's all in the spin.
It's just all right. in the spin of how you sell exactly. it.
But Ron, you won't be able to access the house because you can't open your door.
You just crawl in through the window. That's
right. That's fine. You got a serpentine down from the roof.
Ron, we're going to take that under advisement, okay. your sales pitch,
thank you.
And we'll see what we can do with that.
Everybody wants a Frank Lloyd Wright look, right?
It's less cubic air to heat.
Wow. There you go.
You know,
come on.
This is why we come on your show, Ron. Yeah. You know, because we not only give advice, but we get advice.
But Rich, what you have to realize is we're not worried about heating it that much because the 40 stories below is heating you anyways. It's the cooling we have to worry about.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, we can't get the house cold enough in the summers.
Yeah. I was in a unit that was a heated building. I was already done, but this unit had its own heating and cooling system in it. And so,
that's ideal.
Yeah, they had their own system. They just hooked it up, and it's all
nice. So
it, all electric. Obviously, the heat and it was electric, right. And the AC. They ran everything, and it was all done in their own unit.
Yeah, the one thing we actually battle in the Chicago winters is the stack effect, the chimney effect, if you will. Right. So, like Aaron was just saying, you're on the 40th floor of a high rise building. Everybody below you is running their heat. Mm-hmm. It basically cooks your floor, and you can get a variety of different issues with solid and engineered floors. You can get cupping. You can get bowing. And so unless you can properly maintain relative humidity in your unit.
Shrinking.
Yep. You're done.
Yep. Lots of shrinking.
How come they can say bowing and they don't get a rude comment, but I say bowing?
I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
Rich.
Mr. Floor.
You can't use the same joke over and over, especially in the same segment.
Mr. Floor, information.
847-674-7500 or MrFloor.com.
Stop into their showroom. They're over there. And if you stop in at noon, you get a free shot.
Absolutely.
Okay. Nice.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.